My name is Jason. I am 17 years old. Today is November 23rd. I'm speaking with Bricia, who is my older sister. We are recording this in Reno, Nevada. To fully accommodate my sister, who is of origins of Mexico, I will be asking the question in Spanish, and I will translate them afterwards. The first question: ¿Me puedes hablar sobre tus abuelos y bisabuelos?
Ah, sí, mis abuelos son y eran personas muy especiales porque ellos siempre tenían tiempo para nosotros, siempre nos contaban historias y eran momentos muy especiales que pasábamos todos los nietos junto a nuestros abuelos.
She says they were very special people. They were mostly kind, and also they shared special moments in between them and their other nephews.
Y mis bisabuelos eran también personas muy sabias porque siempre nos contaban las anécdotas de sus antepasados y eran momentos muy especiales junto a ellos.
Similar to our grandparents, our great-grandparents also told us stories about our ancestors and such. She found it most interesting.
Okay, mis abuelos eran morenos, de ojos color café, altos, personas muy amables, cariñosas, siempre se preocupaban por la familia, por los hijos, los nietos.
She says her grandparents were very tall and of dark eyes. She said they were the most caring and cared for every individual in the family.
Mis bisabuelos, recuerdo que tenían una hacienda, eran casonas viejas, pero eso sí, les gustaba tener muchos animales, eran personas humildes, pero muy sencillas y cariñosas.
As for our great grandparents, they were very humble and owned a lot of animals. They owned a lot of animals. Their living quarters were not exactly the best, but they made the best of their situation. Moving on to the next question, that being, can you tell me one of your happiest moments? ¿Me puedes contar sobre uno de tus recuerdos más felices?
Sí, recuerdo que mi abuelo Lorenzo, cuando yo era pequeña, me regaló un patito. Y ese regalo fue maravilloso para mí porque yo lo cuidaba, le daba de comer y fue una experiencia maravillosa porque era un regalo especial que me regaló mi abuelo.
One of her happiest moments was a gift she received from our grandfather Lorenzo. It was a duckling. She thought it was a wonderful, actually a marvelous experience, as it was her first instance of caring for another being. She remembers feeding it and taking care of it each and every single day.
Otro recuerdo también maravilloso era de que íbamos todos los primos a las parcelas y pasábamos momentos maravillosos porque en el campo éramos libres, jugábamos, corríamos, eran momentos inolvidables que pues ahora ya casi no se viven.
Another one of her happiest moments was hanging out with her siblings, as they felt free and able to do whatever they wanted without a care in the world, which unfortunately, as adults now, they can't really experience. On to the third question, that being, what are you most grateful for? ¿Por qué estás más agradecida?
Bueno, estoy agradecida porque Ahora vivo en este país que es Estados Unidos. Aquí nació mi hermano Jason y mi hijo, y la verdad es un gran país que amo y respeto.
What she's most grateful for is being in the United States, where I and her son were born. She thinks it's a great country which deserves a lot of respect, and it's admirable for all the great causes it's behind and everything that it stands for.
Otra cosa también, aquí está toda mi familia, somos una familia muy unida, agradecida con la vida, con Dios y más que nada por estar juntos en este gran país.
Another reason why she's grateful for being in this country is the unity in her family, as well as for God, which she thinks is great. Moving to the second to last question, how would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you? ¿Cómo te describirías a una persona que nunca te ha conocido?
Yo soy una persona que me describiría honesta, sencilla, amable y sobre todo soy muy hogareña, me gusta mucho el hogar.
She would describe herself as someone who's very honest and simple. She also mentions that family is above anything else from her. How would you describe yourself appearance-wise? ¿Cómo te describirías sobre tu apariencia?
Mi apariencia. Okay. Soy una persona de estatura media, soy morena, de pelo lacio, no gordita, no flaquita.
She would describe herself as somebody of medium height with brown eyes and a brunette with straight hair. She would also not describe herself as thin. So this is the final question. Can you tell me one or two people who have been the kindest to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them? ¿Puedes decirme una o dos personas que han sido amables contigo sobre tu vida? ¿Qué pasaría si estuvieran aquí? ¿Qué les dirías?
Yo les diría a mi tío Jando que lo quiero mucho. Él fue como mi segundo papá porque él siempre se preocupaba por nosotros, en darnos consejos, en todo se preocupaba por nosotros y mi tío fue una persona muy linda.
The first person she would say, "I love you too," if he was here still, would be our Uncle Hando. She says he was like a second father to her and always gave her great advice and always shared care and love.
La otra persona es mi abuelo Lorenzo. Él también recuerdo que cuando íbamos a su casa siempre nos recibía contento, amable, siempre nos quería mucho y nosotros a él. Si lo tuviera aquí le diría que lo amo mucho.
Our other person would be Lento, or her other person would be our grandfather Lento. She says they always received one with kindness and reminded one about how much he cared. Sadly, he did pass away a while back, but if they were here, she would gladly say that she loves them as they were very important people in her life, which helped her shape into the wonderful person she is today. And that concludes our interview. For the great Thanksgiving interview. Again, my name is Jason. This interview is coming from Reno, Nevada. Thank you very much.
Gracias también a ti, hermano, por compartir este trabajo y estar juntos este rato.
And that concludes our interview.